But right now, I would like to begin with the ice meltdown all over this planet that is happening faster than anyone expected. The meltdown includes Greenland, Antarctica, mountain glaciers, and the Arctic. But tonight I'm focusing on the latest science reports from Antarctica, Greenland, and Mount Kilimanjaro, ice that's on land, melting into the oceans, and raising sea levels. And I'm going to start with that massive ice sheet of Greenland, which covers more than 650,000 square miles. In some places, the ice is 2 miles thick. If it all melted into the ocean, sea levels around the world would rise 23 feet. In February, NASA and university scientists reported that Greenland's southern glaciers are melting twice as fast as they did only 10 years ago. In fact, the southern Greenland glaciers are among the world's fastest. They're moving at 8 miles a year, dumping into the Atlantic Ocean so much water that it's now equivalent to 225 times what the big city of Los Angeles uses in a year.
Jeez.
I know. And that ice melt is accelerating so much that it could double again by 2015. That's only 9 years from now. Global warming computer models have not had this kind of rapid meltdown data before in their entire scenario for Greenland. So now they're crunching new data. Sea level rise projection is probably going to go up over the next decades. Professor Jason Box, PhD at the Byrd Polar Research Center at Ohio State University in Columbus, has been repeatedly visiting Greenland over the past decade. Recently, he returned from another trip, and he told me he was surprised by the current melt in the southern glaciers. Here now is Professor Box.
In going to Greenland, I was never expecting the changes to occur as rapidly as they have. I've been going there for more than 12 years each year, but what has made these glaciers accelerate beyond any recent observations is the warming that has gone on around Greenland that's well documented in temperature records at coastal stations. The melting is occurring for a longer period of time, so the glaciers are flowing faster, longer. Greenland is already contributing significantly to sea level rise. Our best estimate right now is that Greenland contributes about one-third of the global sea level rise. And so at the end of this century, at 2100, we expect sea levels to be 2 to 3 feet higher than today. How much the sea level rises, of course, depends on the warming patterns. Another way to think of this is that more than 100 million people globally live within 3 feet of vertical sea level. So millions of people can be affected by sea level rise. Another large population that's threatened by sea level rise is in Bangladesh. They don't really have higher ground in that nation, and more than 100 million people live there.
Where are they going to go? Will governments be able to handle this crisis?
Unfortunately, we're already committed to a significant sea level rise, given that we have already increased our greenhouse effect, the amount of carbon dioxide by almost 40% now above pre-industrial levels. That increase in the greenhouse effect will cause warming that hasn't yet fully kicked in. Right now, the oceans are absorbing about 15 times the heat that land is. The ocean total heat content has really gone up dramatically. Very reasonable models suggest a point of irreversibility for Greenland exists at a warming of between 2 and 3 degrees. And we're already looking at a warming of about 2, maybe 3 degrees. It seems that if this irreversibility point exists, that we're getting frightfully close to it.
And once we are there, then what you're saying is Greenland continues to melt down.
Yes, at the point of irreversibility, even over the course of a cold year, it's possible that the ice sheet would still be losing mass.
Joining Greenland in meltdown is Antarctica, especially that West Antarctic ice sheet. It's not only melting more rapidly than expected, its ice shelves are very unstable as the ocean water around them is heating up. If all the West Antarctic ice sheet broke up and slid into the ocean, worldwide sea levels would rise 20 feet. So in some distant future, If all the Greenland and West Antarctic ice melts into the oceans, global sea levels would rise at least 43 feet. Using two NASA satellites, scientists from the University of Colorado have made the first study of total mass balance of the entire Antarctic ice and found it to be, quote, in significant decline, unquote. It's melting at the rate of 36 cubic miles a year. One of the project leaders on the Antarctic satellite study is John Warr, PhD and professor of physics at the University of Colorado and fellow at the Cooperative Institute for Research in Environmental Sciences in Boulder. Antarctic glaciers began moving more rapidly into the ocean in recent years after some ice shelves melted and broke up, releasing those glaciers. Here now is Professor Warr.
And as soon as they break up, then the glaciers are free to move more rapidly into the ocean. And evidently, that is tied to global warming in the sense that they're floating ice shelves. As they get the water around the ice shelves warmer, they come in underneath the ice shelves. There's now warmer water underneath the ice. It tends to accelerate the melting, and pretty soon the ice shelf's gone. And what our results show is that that increase is evidently dominating over the increase in snowfall. We found that the total loss of mass of the Antarctic ice sheet between 2002 and 2005 has been enough to raise sea level by 0.4 millimeters per year. Another way to think of it, if you covered all of the state of California with water, that's enough water every year to reach a depth of 14 inches, a little more than a foot, over the entire state.
And that much is going into the ocean?
Every year that much, at least for the last 3 years, that much went into the ocean. That's equivalent to 36 cubic miles of ice.
Which is a lot. I think somebody compared it to a Lake Tahoe going into the ocean every year.
That's exactly what it is. The issue is that going to continue and, in fact, maybe accelerate? Where this is probably coming from, well, where we know it's coming from, is West Antarctica, beneath South America. And that's a very unstable place because the ice there is resting on bedrock that is beneath sea level.
If that entire West Antarctic ice mass went into the ocean, breaking up, how high would sea level rise?
It would rise by about 20 feet.
Globally?
Globally, that's right. Of course, this is not going to happen over a few years. At the present rate, it would take thousands of years. What we have to worry about is this an indication that things are really starting to happen and shake loose down there?